We are in Simen Shin Yud Gimel. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Now, we had learned the halacha of the difference between Pekaka Chalon, where that piece of wood that they used to use to cover the window hole, where the halacha is that as long as you thought about it before Shabbos, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. And then the second case, which was the lock, the bariach that is used to hold the door in, and then there's the one that goes into the bottom of the door, where the halachas were that we were mechalek between whether or not it was tied or not tied. And if it had a tzura of a keli, so then it could be tied even in a way that's not very strong. If it didn't have a tzura of a keli, it had to be tied in a way that it was stronger. So now in Sif Beis, we go back into the halacha of the neger, which goes into it goes into the bottom of the doorway as a lock for the door. And the halacha was that if it had something that looked like a keli on top of it, the glustera. So there we said there was less reason to think that people would say that you're being mevatalit to it. And there, as long as it was tied onto it, it didn't make a difference, even if that tie was not strong enough to support it. Nevertheless, you were allowed to use it on Shabbos. Whereas if it didn't have that surah of a kli on it, the halacha was that it had to be tied in a way that it could actually support it. Says the Mechaber now, Kol neger she'amarnu mayrish she'eskupa gavoha. We're talking about where you have a doorpost on the floor that is higher than the floor. Ukshano, it's also the miftan eino nokav ba'aretz, and therefore, when you actually put the lock in, it goes into that doorpost and does not make a hole in the ground. Avalim nifchasahi eskupa. But what happens if that doorpost actually broke? Beinyin. In a way that it ends up making a hole in the ground, have a binyan va'aser linolbo. It is considered building, and you're not allowed to use that to lock. Now, what we're talking about, first of all, the lashon here is have a binyan. The Bir Halacha says the Gemara's lashon is mechsi kibinyan. It looks like building. You obviously do not want to be mevatalit to the ground. You're going to remove it in order to open the door later. But nevertheless, it is merci kabinyan. Now, what we're talking about is a case where it had this iskupa, it's just that the iskupa broke. In a case of a door that was made for this lock to go into the ground, and you already have a hole there, and every time you put it in there, it doesn't create a new hole. It goes into that old hole in the ground. The halacha is that that's mutter. The case of the machaber that's also is where it had an iskupa, it was meant to go into something, and that broke, and now you're left with the ground, and by putting the lock in, it makes a hole in the ground. That's what's going to be also. Now, the other thing is that there's a day in the Rishonim that this is all talking about whether or not it has a gluster on top, meaning that it has something that has a tzuras kli. What happens if you actually made a handle to show that you use this as a lock? So there are Rishonim that say that that's mutter altogether. Because then everyone, it's clear to everybody that you're not going to be mevatel. It's not just that it resembles some other kli. It's an obvious lock with a handle that is designated for that purpose. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Gra holds that there are Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis, that hold that that does not work. But certainly in the case where the hole was made beforehand and you have one designated hole, that there is no iser whatsoever. Siv Gimel Rechava Shachorei Habatim. Till now we were talking about a door that is meant to be opened and closed. What happens if we're talking about the door to Rechava Shachorei Habatim, the back of the house where they used to store things, and they'd go there occasionally. They would dump things. It was something of a dumping ground. Sheinich Nosn V'yotzen Bo Todir. You don't regularly go in there. The definition of what exactly is called tadir. There's a bir halacha that mentions a possibility of lamed yom every 30 days. If it's something you don't go into at least once every 30 days, then that's not called nichnasim v'yotzim bo tadir. Imasa delas lepascha shetola ba machzela shalkanim. If you either made a door to open, but again, this is not a real door, this is a makeshift door, or you hung up a mat of reeds, v'chein. Similarly, pirtza, there was a hole in the wall that was not even meant for going in and out of. Shegodra bekotzim ke'ein delas, where you filled it with bushes, with thorns, like a door. Im yesh lehem tzir, pirish tzir, nokvin hadelas v'kovim bo eitz chat k'dei lachniso baritz lachs l'kan l'kan. If it has some kind of hinge, or there are the remnants of a hinge that once existed. You're allowed to use them to open and close, even though they're not really supported, but they're leaning on the ground. You tied it and you're supporting it, meaning it's hanging in order to close. We do not consider it binyan. Everyone realizes this is a door because it at least has the remains of a hinge. Certainly, if it still has a tzir, a hinge, as long as you don't go ahead and actually fix the hinge again. Aval, im ein lehem tzir, v'lo hoya lehem tzir. If it never had a hinge, there are no remnants of a hinge. Ein nolem bem elim ken hayu gvoim min ha'aretz. The only way you can use this door is if it is elevated from the ground, meaning it's not hanging on the floor. Says the Mechaber, now, u'pesach osu l'knisa v'yitziya todir, nolem bo afil lo hoya lo tzir ma'olam v'hu nigra. According to the Mechaber, if a real door that's meant to open and close, as long as it is still tied onto it, that is enough, and it does not need any hinge whatsoever. So according to the Mechaber, the way we come out is that anytime we're dealing with a door that is regularly used, it, as long as it's tied onto it, the fact that it's actually sitting on the ground is irrelevant. You're allowed to use it. Whereas one that is not made to be opened regularly, there the halacha is that it has to be tied onto it and supported so that it is not hanging on the ground. Now this is all within the Shita Samachaber. We are going to see in tomorrow's halacha that the Rama actually argues and holds that you don't even need for it to be tied down. Now certainly, and this has to be cleared, it is the mashmos of all the poskim here. Say you have a real door, a door on hinges with a handle, a lock, with or without a handle, but it's got a lock, a key where you can open and close the door with the key. But it's a door that you open once in 2 years. You're allowed to open that on Shabbos because it's a door and that's normal use of a door. They're talking about all sorts of makeshift doors. They're talking about something that's not a real door bebinyan. It's either the leftovers of the door or it's something that you're using in place of a door. If you're talking about a real door, when you look at it, you see that it's a real door and it's built in with hinges and has a way to open it. The halacha is, even if it's something that you rarely open and close, we consider it a door and it is mutter.